Well, today in California, Sacramento police are investigating just what happened yesterday at that white supremacist rally at the state capitol, a rally that almost immediately turned into a brawl as protesters attacked the white supremacists who fought back. In total, 9 people went to the hospital. Matthew Heimbach, the chair of the supremacist group, the Traditionalist Worker Party, said afterwards, "We stood our ground. We will be back." And soon videos popped up reminding us he's the same person seen wearing a Make America Great Again cap, shoving a black woman, a Black Lives Matter protester, at a rally for Donald Trump. Ryan Lenz is a senior writer for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. Ryan, you've been tracking Matthew Heimbach. Who is he?
Well, Matthew Heimbach is, he's the youthful face of hate in America. He is not that so many years removed from college, but he's been active on the racist radical right for many years. As a student at Towson University in 2013, he formed what he called the White Student Union to advocate for the interest of white students. And one of the more controversial realities behind that group was they would go out on these crime patrols where they were watching for black-on-white crime, quote-unquote. And while they were doing that, they would chalk the sidewalks with messages like white pride and white guilt is over. You know, from the cradle of these institutions, Heimbach has emerged as a very smart, a very savvy, and a very energizing figure for young people on the racist right.
Well, the group is called the Traditionalist Worker Party. It is a white nationalist group. It says on its website that it planned yesterday's event, in conjunction with the Golden State Skinheads to make a statement about the precarious situation our race is in after brutal assaults at Donald Trump events in California. And as we're reminded, he was there when a Black Lives Matters woman was pushed and shoved. He was one of the people pushing and shoving. He says what about that incident?
Like most things Matthew Heimbach says, it involves these wonderful rhetorical gymnastics. I believe he says he was provoked at the Trump rally in Louisville. It's interesting to note about Heimbach's whole worldview. He disguises or conceals or covers up his racism through what he calls Christian love. He says that I don't hate anybody. I just love white people. It's a very interesting little twist.
Well, if you go to his Twitter, he has a little over 3,000 followers. Of course, you don't know if they're all supporters. They may be just looking to see what he says. But he writes of himself, he's chair of the only third position party in the U.S. fighting for faith, family and folk. And he spoke with Al Jazeera America last year about some of his beliefs. Let's listen.
I believe that every people deserves to have a sovereign homeland. They should be able to have their own space where their own culture and their own faith, family, and folk can thrive. And that's the belief of nationalism that is shared by most people and groups around the world.
Now, you say he is potentially the David Duke for a new generation, but not neo-Nazi.
Not neo-Nazi. He's not a Nazi in the context of the neo-Nazi movement. That's a very particular ideology that advocates for the resurgence of the Third Reich. There's all sorts of Nazi iconography, and I don't recall ever having seen Matthew Heimbach with a swastika anywhere on a piece of clothing. Yeah. Yeah. However, a number of years ago, we started to notice that after Matt graduated from college, it was no longer just sort of this casual activism. He was rubbing shoulders and getting into bed with some very hardline racist organizations, including Nazi organizations like the National Socialist Movement. Mm. He's protested with other groups like the Aryan Terror Brigade. He has met with leaders of Golden Dawn, Greece's National Socialistic Party. And I don't think there's an ideology on the racist right that Matthew Heimbach has not danced through in some respects.
Well, and just very briefly, obviously he sees something in Donald Trump. He was at the rallies. Your thoughts on that?
Well, he's not the only racist in America to see something in Donald Trump. Trump's candidacy, which began famously with a call to build a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico, and has tripped weirdly through other ideas like banning all Muslim immigration. These are ideas that resonate with racists in America. We've seen the white nationalist and white supremacist movements be energized in ways they have not in many years, maybe not since George Wallace's era in the South.
Ryan Lenz, senior writer for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much.